AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Six Baltimore police officers have been suspended while investigators attempt to determine how a man suffered a fatal spine injury while under arrest. 25-year-old Freddie Gray was put into a police van for transport to a station on April 12th. He died yesterday after being in a coma for a week. Deputy Police Commissioner Jerry Rodriguez says there's no obvious evidence indicating what led to Gray's death.
I know that when Mr. Gray was placed inside that van, he was able to talk. He was upset. And when Mr. Gray was taken out of that van, he could not talk and he could not breathe.
The arresting officer noted that Gray suffered what he called a medical emergency. A lawyer for Gray's family says Gray's spine was 80% severed at his neck. An autopsy revealed that Gray suffered a significant spinal injury, but how he suffered that injury is still unknown. A suburban Detroit police officer seen on video punching a motorist in the head has been charged with assault for the January traffic stop. Wayne County prosecutor Kim Worthy calls the case abuse of authority. Floyd Dent's attorney says Worthy would not have been able to charge the officer were it not for his dash cam video.
The video was everything in this case, and I guarantee it, they never saw it until I saw it.
Judgment day in Provo, Utah. AP correspondent Lindsay Whitehurst reports a woman who pleaded guilty to killing six of her newborn babies and hiding their little bodies in her garage has been sentenced to life in prison.
Megan Huntsman was sentenced today after pleading guilty to six murder charges in the death of her newborn babies. She admitted to strangling or suffocating each one of the babies shortly after its birth.
A great day on Wall Street. This is AP Radio News. Hundreds of people have attended a memorial service for Robert Schuller, the founder of the Crystal Cathedral in Southern California.
Schuller died this month at the age of 88 after a battle with cancer. His daughter, Gretchen Penner, told mourners that he taught her to believe in a God
that is bigger than any problem, any trial.
The Reverend Dan Chun said Schuller mentored some of today's megachurch pastors.
Like Bill Hybels. Rick Warren.
The memorial was held on a plaza at the former Crystal Cathedral, which became a Catholic church after Schuller's ministry went bankrupt in 2010. The weekly Hour of Power broadcast is now hosted by his grandson, Bobby Schuller. I'm Steve Coleman.
More than 5 million hens must be destroyed. Federal experts have found the highly infectious and deadly bird flu virus at a farm in northwest Iowa. It's the first chicken farm in the state to be affected by the virus. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.